next award goes to Barbara Ryder, who was one of us some time ago. So she's currently the Byron Maupin Professor Emeritus of Engineering in the Department of Computer Science at Virginia Tech. She basically received her undergraduate degree in Applied Mathematics from Brown University in 69, a master's degree in Computer Science from Stanford in 71, and a PhD from Rutgers in 82. From 2008-2015, she served as the head of the Department of Computer Science at Virginia Tech and retired in September 2016. I know Barbara in her role as the chair, she did great things for Virginia Tech. And Barbara served as the writer of research as a faculty at Rutgers from 82 to 2008, and she worked in the 70s at the AT&T Bell Labs in Murray Hill. So Dr. Ryder research interests on studying and dynamic program analysis, object-oriented systems, focus on usage in practical software tools for ensuring the quality and security of industrial strength application. Dr. Ryder is a fellow of ACM since 98. She received the ACM SIGSOFT Influential Educator Award and the ACM President's Award in 2008. She was elected the CIA Women's Distinguished Professor in 2004 and received the President Secretary, she served as President, Secretary and Treasurer from 2008 to 2010 and ACM. And she's done a lot of other, she's done a lot of service work with very important results. And she's currently on the editorial board member of ACM Transaction Software Engineering Methodology and has served as an editorial board member of ACM Transaction Programming Language and Systems. It was a loss for us when she left, because right now we're trying to thrill CSR to create a software engineer, but we need, of course, more faculty in this area. Dr. Ryder received the Virginia UW Women of Achievement Award in 2014, and she's now retired, but still active, I'm sure, for many years. I still remember her with a lot of great memories, even though I've not interacted, because I wasn't here since until 2002, but she has done great stuff for both Rutgers and Virginia.
Thank you very much. This is really a great honor to be recognized by the school where you received your education. As you can tell from the dates that Dimitri gave you, I came back to graduate school as a quote mature student in 1977, having gone through a bachelor's degree in applied mathematics and a master's degree in computer science, and then gone to Bell Laboratories for 6 years and worked in a research lab and learned about research, and that really turned me on to research, and I came back to do my doctorate. So I was here long ago, from 77 to 82, and then after that I did stay here for 26 years as a faculty member. I would like to just use a little bit of time to thank three of my special mentors when I was a student here. So the first would have to be Marv Paul, who was my advisor. First and foremost, an advisor has to be there to give you confidence to help you through those times when, as a PhD student, you hit roadblocks, because everybody does, and Marvin was very good at that. And secondly, Marvin taught me some very helpful lessons in how to know when you've really proved a result, when you've really validated an algorithm and shown and convinced other people it's correct. And it's being able to look at your work and actually analyze it and understand when it's been validated or not was quite a very good skill that has stood me in good stead through my career. Then there's Ted Kaplan, who's no longer with us, but was our department head and associate department head for many years. Ken was really an exemplary teacher, and the wonderful thing was Ken knew how to teach the skill set of teaching techniques and methodologies that he had to other people. And he had this ability to have a student perspective. So it was very, very helpful to have someone explain, well, but this is what the students are going to hear, and this is what the students anticipate, this is what the students expect. And I'm sure that any good that I did as a teacher in my career stems partially from the lessons I learned from Ken. And finally, Ann Yasuhara. In studying for my qualifier, because I was returning to school, and I wasn't used to going to class and doing homeworks and things like that, Ann was willing to teach me formal languages and automata theory for my qualifier. And we had a wonderful weekly tutorial session. Mostly it was a grueling session of me having read Hockrufta Owen and done some problems during the week where Ann would ask me to show her proofs and to explain things to her. And although in my career as a PL person, SE person, I haven't really done theory very much in my research, I certainly know how to do theory, or at least how you're supposed to do theory and prove proofs because of Ann. I was also lucky that I had two colleagues who I will call same cohort mentors, and that's Don and Alex. And I really owe an awful lot of what I learned about being a good prof to these individuals. When we were here as students and in my career here as a faculty member, we had a lot of support from fellow faculty. We had great support from LCSR, which I did miss when I went down to Blacksburg, the Hokies. And we also had a wonderful staff. And I feel fortunate to have gotten my degree, received my degree in the intellectual atmosphere of our department with the supportive staff and students and faculty that we had. So this means a lot to me. Thank you very much.